when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for holding on the people that did coming to the second hour. Listen, I'm pretty much bowing out the rest of the program because we got some great, great fellow family members that are going to carry on. You know, no one person can know it all, and I recognize my shortcomings and my limitations, so that's why we have this great, great crew. And without wasting that great crew, we're going to go right back to Brother Mark Tommy. He's going to continue with him and Sister Nancy we're talking about, and then shortly thereafter, Sister Braveheart's going to come on with some new updates that none of us has heard about until recently. I'm sure most of you Blood River Radio family hadn't heard about it until we tell you today. Go ahead, Brother Mark. Continue on where we were doing before we went to the second hour.
Yeah, well, I think we were finishing up talking about how, by all objective standards, Israel is a terrorist state, and this newest thing that appears to be happening over there right now is just another example of how they conduct business and whatnot. So, you know, there's nothing surprising about this for anybody who really knows and understands what's going on. You know, if you're willing to believe all of the lies and mythology that the mainstream media throws at you, well then, you know, I'm sorry, you're just lost as a goose in a snowstorm as far as that goes. But if you're willing to see through the BS, I told a friend of mine this yesterday, and I've used this phrase for many, many years now, if you're finally able to wipe all that star-spangled fairy dust out of your eyes so that you can see the U.S. empire and all of its minions for who and what they really are, all of these kind of things become clear to you. You know, it's not difficult to understand. You just have to be willing to face the objective realities that are staring you in the face, and instead of believing a bunch of mythology. And, sadly, far too many folks out there, you know, still want to believe all the comfortable lies. They want to believe that the U.S. empire is this wonderful country that, you know, exalts freedom and believes in the rule of law and et cetera, et cetera. And that we're always the guy on the white horse riding in to save the day. And, you know, we're here to help the Vietnamese, because inside every gook, there's an American trying to get out. You know, so,
yeah.
And so, when you can finally get disabuse yourself of all that goofy jingoistic nonsense and see things for what they really are, it's not difficult to understand what's going on and why, but you've got to be willing to face the truth rather than sticking your head back in the sand. And so we've got to keep trying to talk about these things as much as we can and get this information out there and encourage our people to stop being afraid, to stop going along with the lies, and to stop believing lies. You know, our Lord said, "The truth shall set you free," and that's exactly right. If you're willing to see the truth and face the truth and stand up for the truth, it will eventually set you free in every way. It'll set you free spiritually. It'll set you free emotionally and mentally. And it will set you free physically. And we've just got to get enough of our people to rally to that idea. And, you know, once we get a strategic minority of people who are willing to take that step and acknowledge these things and band together and work together, we can accomplish incredible things. You know, the American Revolution, when it occurred in the late 1700s, if you took a, you know, historians say that out of all of the English colonists in North America, only about 20 or 25% were in favor of independence at the time the Declaration of Independence was issued. So, you know, a committed, organized minority who can exercise pressure at strategic points, at strategic times, can accomplish great things. You don't have to have a massive army. You don't have to have control of every center of government operation. You've just got to have enough people to exercise the right kind of pressure at the right kind of time, and you can accomplish great things. So we've got to try to do what we can to make our people understand that and believe in that and join with us to be able to create that committed strategic minority who can apply that pressure when and where it's needed, and break us free from the grip of this evil, debauched, going to hell in a handbasket U.S. empire.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know what you're talking about. In fact, I was trying to look it up to see who said it. You don't have to have a big majority. You have to have just a few dedicated men stirring up fires in the hearts of men. Something to that effect. And, you know, I'd like to kick in one more time before we go back to Sister Nancy and bring Sister Braveheart in. You know, we're talking about Sister Nancy in the first hour, talking about how many of the prime ministers in the outlaw terrorist apartheid state of Israel were former terrorists. I was reading about Menachem Begin. Who could ever forget that rat face? He looked just like a rat in the face. He was a huge terrorist, blood all over his hands. I had a book, I forget the name of it now, that Sister Nancy sent me, I read. But the stuff he did was just unspeakable, the terror against pregnant Palestinians, children. They think of nothing of maiming of child, a pregnant lady. But he also had this terrorist operation. They named the people. It was the Operation Mother Goose, something like that. I forget the name of that now. The operation I was talking about, I could find it again in a minute. But that's all he did. That's all they did. You know, without speaking, I'm sure you remember the Israelis bombing the King David Hotel, right, Killing British soldiers. They were behind destroying USS Ship Liberty, the Levant affair, on and on and on. And I'm gonna tell you flat out, the Mossad, Mark mentioned earlier, the Twin Towers, the Mossad, there's no doubt about it. They were the key, they were the movers and shakers behind bringing down the Twin Towers. I'm not gonna say they had anything to do with Oklahoma City, but they were definitely, their fingerprints were all over the Twin Towers. And you know, sure, Something else I'll say, have you ever seen these? I was watching a Perry Mason movie one time, and this is a quick story. And there was this guy, there was an art dealer, and they were smuggling great paintings out. And what they would do, they'd paint a painting over a painting. Mm-hmm. And they would use paint that was easily marked off, that was rubbed off. Mm-hmm. And when you took that, an expert would take all, would erase the brand new painting, and the old one, the original, would be beneath there. I would think if you took one of these Yankee flags, we call American flags, and you scrubbed all that paint off these Yankee flags, you'd see a Star of David. Anyway, back to you, Sister Nancy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, that's what it is.
Back to the book I gave you, which really covers all of the horrendous things that the Jews did to the inhabitants of Palestine. It didn't matter what religion they were. They just as soon kill Muslims as Jews and Christians because they were living at peace. But one of the most horrendous things that they thought up, listen to this, they were even trying to devise a way to blind the local people. Of course, they poisoned the water, and they did so many horrendous.
Oh, Nancy dropped off by mistake. And, you know, she said poisoning the water is one of their favorite things. And I'm sure, I know this for sure, probably more, but I'm for sure Sister Braveheart will go along with this. They're poisoning the water right now by putting things like fluoride, this crap. We can't live without fluoride and chlorine in our water. You can't drink the crap. It tastes like it came out of a sewer. How about that, Sister Nancy? I mean, Sister Monica, before
yeah,
we go to the...
thanks. I'll jump in there. As soon as Nancy said that and then she dropped off, I wonder if that's just coincidence. But these are the eternal well poisoners. And I think that many of these plagues that took place in the past where many, many people died, like in Europe, I think that was due to well poisoning. I've read I've seen reports and information about that there were some areas that were heavily populated by Jews, and those areas, the plague didn't hit quite miraculously. So I don't know if you've heard about that as well, but these are the eternal well poisoners. It's one of their favorite things to do. And they are poisoning us now with fluoride. And this brings me to the point that one of your the commenters had written in that we should do a program about chemtrails and 5G and all these things. And as we speak, I'm looking out at a sky that would be beautiful fall blue sky day with golden leaves on the trees, but they're just crisscrossing the sky, making a Franken sky out of it. And I find this so discouraging because I don't know what to do about it. We have to do something about this. These chemtrails.
We've got to band together, do what little we can do. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for hanging on that extra segment. And I'll be contacting you. And you did a marvelous job. And I'll be contacting you soon. And you stay in touch with me. People, we'll be right back after this quick break.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Well, Blood River Radio family, it just floats my boat. Makes my day to come in here every day, and every Saturday, rather, and do service the best we can. We said in the past, we don't do it just for our extended family. We do it, I guess, first and primary for our blood family and our dearest friends and our extended family, in blood and soil. That's what we're doing. And this may be a little aside, but I guess from time to time we need to kind of emphasize our mission. Our original mission has never changed, and that's from day one. If you go to our website and look, it's the fight against, to do best we can in every way possible to alert people, to fire people into action, to counteract the ongoing program of global white genocide being perpetrated against us white people, white, especially white Christians, by the international Judeo-communist Bushelvik, the sons of their father, the devil, as in St. John 8:44. You know, nothing should surprise you, any kind of evil that they do. I've got one little article here Mr. Buddy wanted me to comment on, and then I'm going to shut up and go to Sister Braveheart, who I love and respect so much. She's got some news that she needs to get out there about her, has to do with her safety. This article came, Mr. Buddy sent it to me. The title of it is Egg Producers with a question mark. This is very short. I'll read it to you. In a recent visit to Alaska, of all places, I would add, that's my addition. On August the 6th, the ugly trans woman, Admiral Rachel, parentheses Richard, Levine, the Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services, which is unconstitutional, I might add. Anyway, he commented, commended Identity Alaska for its curriculum, which advises educators to refrain from using the term mother in favor of more gender-neutral alternatives like gestational parent, birth parent, egg producer, or carrier. I'm going to read that again. He wants this freak, this satanic, Satan-worshipping, rotten soul. You should see how ugly this son of a bitch is. I mean, he'd make a maggot gag. Long, bleached out blonde hair, big fat face, 6'2", probably 250, just a big fat old man. You know, a pedophile old man. He says,
are you talking about Rachel, so-called Rachel Levine? Is that who you're talking about?
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
He's the one that's commenting Identity Alaska for their suggestion to get rid of the term, the offensive, the foul term, mother, in favor of nice terms like gender-neutral alternatives like gestational parent, birth parent, egg producer, or carrier. That infuriates me. I would love to get within striking distance. I can't tell you. What an insult to women, to ladies, to mothers. That's the worst, most arrogant insult I've ever heard in my life. May he rot in hell.
Apparently they're doing away with woman out of the dictionary. This is something I heard. I'm not sure which dictionary it is, but they are getting rid of the word woman. I mean, they want to, you know, with this whole feminist movement, we were told this is all really good for women, but it is actually an erasure, like an erasing of women. This is the reality of it. So this, what you tell us, it is absolutely sickening. It is an erasing of life. And this is what they're doing with their, you know, cutting off little boys' penises and telling girls that they don't want to be girls either, and so they got to cut off their breasts when they start developing breasts, or giving them hormones to make them sterile. It is an erasing of life itself. So this is what you tell us about the word mother, that Rachel Levine, who is a man pretending, fantasizing to be a woman, and it's a creature, and telling us that we have to get rid of this offensive word, mother. This is an erasing of life itself.
Absolutely insane. The country has gone completely bananas.
And we just have to remember who is behind this, right, Nancy? Who is behind all of this?
Of course we know. Yes. Of course we know. He or she or it is a Jew.
Yes. Sure. Just coincidentally, though, right?
Of course, just by accident. That doesn't happen often. Yeah.
Just there's lots of coincidences like that of the people in power. And it's the same people who were, you know, have been poisoning the wells and are to this day, you know, polluting and poisoning our air and water. So,
right.
Yeah, it It's a problem, folks. We're in a war.
You say that again. Yeah.
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 You know, well, they want. Oh, go ahead, Sister Nancy.
No, I was just going to pitch out our tar and feathering. Two people to tar and feather this week. Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and former Vice President Pence. They're both on the high cloud of wanting to send more money to Ukraine. They're just desperate to get more money to Ukraine. And that crazy Pence, he's still in a dream world thinking that the Syrians poisoned their own people with some kind of bio weapon or something, biochemical. I mean, that's been discounted ages ago.
That is so insane.
Yeah, where do these politicians get their information? I guess they get it from the journalist. I don't know.
Well,
not from history.
A bit of good news was that Senator Dianne Feinstein, she's with her father, the devil, now. That's good news. I'll pass that out there. I mean, she was 90 years old when the devil came up and got her. I guess he had to knock her in the back of the head. But Sister Braveheart, I think we need to know, our people, our listeners, our Blood River Radio family, they need to know the travails that you've been going through. And before I forget, Sister Nancy, I believe, is the one that told me something bad is going on in Germany right now. I don't know what it was. We didn't get a chance to talk about it.
Why don't I start with that? Because I just had a conversation this morning with a woman in Germany. She has already spent time in prison, and they're now telling her she has to show up at the gate of the enemy once again and go to prison on October 23rd, which, you know, she has no intention of showing up, just like Alfred did not willingly show up and say, here, make me the prisoner of war. But anyway, her name is Marianne Wilfert, Marianne Wilfert. Yeah, so, of course, her big crime is giving, you know, all these facts, the truth, which they call hate. And there are laws against telling the truth about our history. Now, they have also gone after her daughter, not because her daughter was also vocal and making videos and telling the truth and whatnot, but because her daughter might share the same opinion as the mother. Now, probably the real crime of the daughter was that she was resistant to getting her children vaccinated. She was anti-vaccination long before COVID began. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, puts a person on the radar of, you know, this becomes a targeted individual. So then when the mother was being charged and convicted of, you know, telling the truth, or in other words, Holocaust denial and all these things in Germany, and the daughter was going through a divorce, so they took full advantage of all of that. And the mother, I mean, sorry, Marianne's daughter, who is then the mother of Marianne's grandchildren, four grandchildren, was a wonderful mother, you know, a stay-at-home mother, did just, you would say, a model mother. But they forcibly took those children away, and they actually stated something to that effect, that she may be of the same, you know, opinion as the mother, as Marianne, the grandmother, and that she would be a bad influence on these children. Therefore, right, they're not going to be turn out to be made into little slaves, like Germans are supposed to be little slaves groveling on their feet forevermore in front of the feet of the victors, right? So anyway, she's battling that, and now the daughter is receiving bills to pay for all the court costs in her struggles to get her children back. But it's basically a nightmare situation. And if this whole story isn't a demonstration of, you know, how Bolsheviki we have gone in the Western world, and it's not just Germany, it's Canada, it's basically all Western nations. I mean, this is communism, pure and simple, through and through.
Well, with that, we'll have to take this break, and we'll be right back to you after this quick break.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Israel is at war with Hamas militants after a surprise attack near the Gaza Strip. The country's National Rescue Service said at least 40 people have been killed and hundreds more wounded in rocket attacks. The militant group claims they've taken hostages, including Israeli soldiers. The military has launched airstrikes and is clashing with gunmen at the border. The Palestinian Health Ministry says Israel's retaliation has killed at least 198 people and wounded another 1,600. U.S. and world leaders are condemning the unprovoked attack by Hamas terrorists against Israeli citizens. The defense ministry says Turkish forces have neutralized 58 Kurdish militants with airstrikes in northern Syria following overnight attacks. Conflicts in the region have escalated nearly a week after a bomb attack in Ankara. The Kurdistan Workers' Party claimed responsibility for last Sunday's bombing that wounded two police officers and killed the two attackers. The former Speaker of the House is not heading back home.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Friday, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that the reports are untrue. He intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. I'm John Schaefer.
Representative Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise are said to be the top two contenders for the next House Speaker. A former IRS contractor is planning to plead guilty in federal court after leaking former President Trump's tax records. Charles Littlejohn is scheduled to enter into a plea deal next week in a Washington, D.C. court. Between 2018 and 2020, Littlejohn reportedly stole tax information associated with Trump and thousands of the nation's wealthiest people and leaked it to the press. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
In the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue.
God bless you, Blood River Radio family. I just get chills thinking about y'all. We've got something planned, me and Gene and Rand and Dr. Hill. We got something planned we're going to do in the future. And it's going to include all of our Blood River Radio family, the staff, and our family. We're going to do something for y'all. Things are kind of looking up for right now. If we don't have the world blown up, you never know what the hell's going to happen. But anyway, we're going to do that. With that, and I just like to put that out there to y'all people. We really do love you because we love our family. We love our race. We don't hate our parents or our grandparents. We don't hate the people, our fellow white people. But anyway, people, I'm going to shut up. We're going to go right back to Sister Nancy. We were talking about, she's going to talk about some stuff that we talked about during the break as to why the poisoners, the eternal poisoners of the well, why they hate the Germans above all other hated blue-eyed devils. Go ahead, Sister Braveheart.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying that I think it's because the Germans and the Germanic people are the most opposite of the Jews. They are the most opposite. So the Jews absolutely love the Germans to be their host. and despise them with a virulence and want to destroy them too. So this is kind of an interesting relationship. And the Germans have always treated the Jews well during, you know, in between times, I guess, until they start to realize, mm-hmm. oh, the Jews are destroying us. Because the Germans are very good-natured people, so they are very trusting. They are easily deceived because of that high mm-hmm. trusting good-naturedness about it, right, Nancy? Look, we talked a little bit about that in the break.
Very true. My father was a living example of that, easily taken advantage of because of honesty and trusting. When you're honest, you're easily deceived because you cannot believe that somebody else is going to be lying.
That's exactly right. It's so hard to imagine that somebody, let alone a whole group of people, can make lies so big, so enormous, on purpose, without any compunction, without any conscience, without any feeling or empathy. If you yourself and your people in general don't have it in you to do that. Now, of course, I can always hear these voices in the background, dissenting voices say, oh, there's bad apples in every group of people. Yeah, there are. But the code of conduct among our people is a good one, whereas the code of mm-hmm. conduct mm-hmm. among mm-hmm. those who, you know, we could call them by many names, the chicken swingers or whatever, but, you know, those who, they are the Jews, and they, mm-hmm. you know, when we point out what they're doing, we are called anti-Semitic, but their code of conduct, it's spelled out in their holy books, you know, the Talmud, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. their code of conduct actually tells them to be cheaters and liars, as long as it's not to their own tribe, but to mm-hmm, us, because mm-hmm. they don't consider mm-hmm. us to be humans, right? They don't consider us to be right. human beings. We are only in human form so that they don't have to be served by beasts. That's we true. Are beasts to them, but we are in human form. That is their books, right? So I'll hand it over to you.
I'm sure you know this, but they're one of their days in the year which they celebrate is a day in which they can break all promises to the Gentile. Now, they're not supposed to break promises to their own tribal people, but there is a day every year in which they can say they break their promises.
Is that the Kol Nidre? Kol Nidre, is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. That's their special way of getting out of any contract, promise, allegiance, swearing, whatever, they can get out of that by just saying that they disavow it, disavow that promise. And
that's
who
right.
would have thought that this could be something that would be in a religious setting, that this would be something that, my gosh, it looks to me like it would, certainly the Christians would look at this as being just evil.
Yeah, I suppose if you your God is Lucifer, who is, you know,
you
Satan.
You nailed it, sister.
Then, yeah, it's religion. They're religion. They're serving Satan.
Yes, that's what
and
they
you know
do.
Another thing is what people don't understand either is that in Israel, the Israelis are secular. They're not the majority of the so-called tribal people in Israel. It is a secular country. Although they contend that they're Jews, yes, and there are these settlers who roam around and do nothing, and they're following the Torah, Talmud teachings. But by and large, the Jews in Israel are not what you would call religious people. They're not even following their own religion.
Well, they worship themselves. They really do. They basically
right.
think
well,
if
right.
you look at their
right.
if you look at their Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, I'll shut up after this. It says in there that the Jews are the actual tissue of God. They are God. That's why they worship themselves. I mean, that well, if you look at like Sister Monica just said, they're father of the devil. And the devil thinks he's God. He wants to be like the most high God. He wants to be above the most high God. So if they are their father, the devil, they're sons of their father, the devil, they're going to be the same way. They think they are God. I mean, I don't know how these Judeo-Christian evangelicals can't see that, you know, but anyway, I'm going to interrupt here.
That's good, Eddie, what you're saying. It's really, really true. Now, all these things that we're talking about, this is called hate.
Yes.
Because we are actually pointing out what it says in their holy books. That's all we're doing. Mm-hmm. That's all we are doing. We are pointing out what they say and think about us. And this is all
right.
Verifiable. It's all, you know, documented. Now, before the days of the internet, and, you know, let's go back maybe even 100 years in the Soviet Union, having possession of a book such as the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, there was an instant death sentence for that. The Jews did not want the Gentiles to be in possession of this knowledge of what they think about us and what they, you know, what they're instructed to do and how to be in their holy books, the Talmud and this Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which comes from, you know, some meeting they had, I guess, in the late 1800s, right? And this was written down. Now, possession of that meant death for a Gentile who might be in possession of that. Now, these days, well, it's not the case that we're being, you know, killed for the possession of this knowledge, but they do call it hate speech. And how do they justify that? How do they define that? Well, I guess it's because, well,
telling the truth is hate.
Yeah.
Telling the truth is hate. That's what it boils down to.
To those who hate the truth.
Now,
and who hates the truth more than somebody who is lying?
Nobody hates the truth more than Satan.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. One more thing y'all like to pitch in here. This is true too, and I've seen this a few times before I knew what Jews really were. Jews are never grateful. They never feel like they like to say thank you or appreciate it. They have a total lack of the ability to feel like if you do something to a Jew to be thankful or grateful. It's just like they feel like they're entitled to it. They're a sense of entitlement. They're never. You know, I've heard of these so-called people that are supposed to have, I think the Dutch were hiding some Jews from the evil Nazis, and, you know, when the Jews were finally free at the end of the war, they shook the dust from their sandals and left, never said thank you, kissed my butt, nothing. That's just the way they don't know what the term gratitude is, but my wife used to talk about it. She worked with Jews years ago. They're never, ever say they don't know how to say thank you, but go ahead, y'all. I didn't want to interrupt that much.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, well, that kind of reminds me of that book review I did on the Frenchman Ratzinger. It was the first man to come out and expose the lies of the Holocaust.
Are you talking about Paul Racinier?
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the music, y'all. Yeah. If you hold on to that, Sister Nancy will come back. I got to make one quick announcement when we come back. We'll talk to Sister Nancy. Be right back, folks.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Line of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I was just we were talking about during the break. Well, let our family help us decide here. There's an excellent book by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's sister Braveheart has a copy of that. It's called The Synagogue of Satan. It's an excellent book. I mean, the amount of work went into it, it's totally above my head, but it's a great, it's almost like a historical text of just how evil these so-called, what we call them, Jews, Brother Rand likes to call them Canaanites. I mean, a rose by any other name is still a rose, whatever you want to call them, sons of Satan. But it's an excellent historical book. I would like to go, and I hate to say I think we would like to do a series. It's going back, say, 400 years, 500 years, to when the Jews opened the gates at Toledo, when they opened the gates in Vienna, all the evil things they've always done in behind, to show it's not just a few Jews here and yonder, it's the vast majority of them. And it's not just in our recent times, but it goes back hundreds of years, thousands of years. This is the same people that said, give us Barabbas, when they said we wanted to crucify Jesus Christ, even though when they knew he did nothing. But anyway, I would like to do that. If anybody wants to send in any, we want to do it anyway, probably, but I'd just like to know what the audience, what our listeners think about that. But anyway, is it up? Sister Nancy's up, I believe.
Nancy, you were going to talk about the book review about Paul Racinier. Oh, she's dropped off? Okay. Anyway, about that book, Eddie, The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, it is a chronology, basically, of facts, of historical events, and all about what the Jews have done through the ages. And it really is a chronology. So, you know, it's not a hateful book at all. It's just a book that has a chronology of what they have done to us. And so, you know, that would be there, you know, those who don't like that, we see that, then they will call it hate speech. But it's just basically a chronology of historical events.
And you know something else, Sister Braveheart, before we go back to Nancy. You hate all Jews. I have this litmus test, and any Jew that wants to come on can do this. All they have to do is come on the air and apologize for what all their blood relatives have done over the thousands of years, and they have to come on and denounce the outlaw, apartheid, terrorist, racist state of Israel. And they have to swear allegiance to white Christianity. They have to turn their back. They have to swear allegiance to us and turn their back on this satanic religion of Judaism. If they want to do that, that's fine. You know, a Jew can get saved. A Jew can accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they can be okay. So if they want to do that, fine. But that's what I'm always telling people. We always hear these good Jews, this good Jew. Well, next time you see one, take a photograph of him and send it to me, because I haven't seen one. You know, show me one that will do that. Show me one that will denounce the people for sinking the USS, trying to sink the USS Liberty, the Levant affair, for forced integration in the South, for pedophilia, AKA Jeremy Epstein, for the proliferation of the drugs, for proliferation of human trafficking, on and on and on. Find me one that would denounce all that and would denounce this satanic religion. And yeah, we'll say you're a good Jew. But until that happens, I'm going to say I haven't seen no good Jew. Go ahead, Sister Nancy. What about that book report?
I don't know what is going on with my phone, but I think we ought to maybe let's find out what's happened with Monica, because it's coming to the end of this hour.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
It's not. There's nothing really all that new other than that, you know, I've already told you about the visit I've had from the RCMP hate crimes unit that happened on September 1st. Recently, they did follow up with an email, basically reinforcing, you know, telling me, reminding me about the laws. To me, it just is, you know, if they tell us we can't think or say something, and if we then quietly cower in the corner and say, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I'll obey that, or I'll respect that law that tells me I can't think or say or come to conclusions about, you know, history after doing research to, you know, make my own investigations into it, then we're already enslaved, right? This is where we're at right now. I think it's time that we all... I like what Mark Tomey said in the first hour. He was saying to people, stop being afraid. The truth will set you free. This has never been more true than now. I mean, it's always true. The truth will set you free. We should not be beholden to the fear and having to obey their command, you know, their meaningless blots of toner on paper that they call laws, that tell us what we're allowed to think about history. I mean, it has nothing to do with God's law or natural law or common law when they tell us, when they put something that happened in history, enshrine it into law. And I will repeat, do you think that if you write something down on a piece of paper and you call it a law, do you think that will change what actually happened or did not happen in the past? Do you think that actually changes the history? Does that have meaning? That's where, I mean, I'm baffled by that notion that they think that putting some ink on paper that tells us that this is what you're allowed to think and say about something that happened in the past, does that actually put that event into, does that actually make it true? Like, does it make it real? No. Something either happened or it didn't. Mm-hmm. What sense does it make, these laws? Of course, we know why they're doing this. I mean, this is about their power. This is about them taking power and enslaving us. Do we want to just go into this willingly and cower because the laws are getting more stringent so we get more quiet? I mean, these are rhetorical questions I ask, but that's where I'll leave it at that, Eddie. Yeah.
That's Talmud, the way they reason, that's straight up prototype Talmudic thinking. Only a Jew can think, and you've always said everything with them is upside down, inside out. They just can't, they think and have a diseased brain, but other than a diseased brain, that's going right back again to Satan, their father. They think like their father, the devil, and until people get that over, that is the core. That's what we can't get away from. They are their father, the devil, and that needs to be said 100 times every show. So don't be surprised how low these people can get. Just think how low and evil can the devil, can Satan get? Well, there's probably no end to it. So what would you think his progeny would do? The sons. But you're 100% right. But before we go back to Sister Nancy, Sister Braveheart, do you think, this is probably a rhetorical question, are they making, quote, a paper trail, a document? Are they making a folder? They're saying, well, we've talked to her about this 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. Now we've got to come down on her. What's your feeling on that?
Well, I imagine everything is going into a file, of course. I mean, when I was still living in Jasper, they had umpteen files on me at the RCMP station there. Just, you know, somebody could just call them up and complain about me and they would open a file. I mean, I was told that there were many files on me there. And that's before any of this happened. That's before I went to jail. That's, you know, just because they didn't like my video and the community of Jasper as a whole, not every individual there, but as a whole, the community just, you know, really attacked me. And so there were many incidences where, yeah, people went to the RCMP and they started files. So I can imagine there's a big, thick file on me now. But yeah, anyway, that it's meaningless in the bigger picture of what, you know, where are we at here with this? Like, so I'll just hand it back. I'm kind of ranting on here a little bit.
No,
now.
You're not. I'd like to salute you on the air. I'd like to tell the people this is no BS. I'm sure Nancy feels the same way. So does Jean. So does everybody listening. I just
Nancy
respect
had
you
a,
to no
had
end.
A, had a book review, and we're
yes,
really coming to the end soon here. And it's a
well,
really
she's
going to
be on the second
one,
hour. She'll be with us third hour.
Yeah.
But go ahead. We just want to let you know just how much we love you, Sister Braveheart, and you're one of out of a million. We love you to death, and we're really concerned about you. But you're what they call a hard case.
I just hope that I can influence others to just stand up and just engage. Do not cower. Do not let their blots of toner on paper cause you to cower and be afraid, because what are you going to do? Like, you're going to, okay, be afraid to lose a job, lose friends, lose this, lose that. Well, you know, our enemy is not going to stop. We have to stop them. So what are they going to do? Jail everybody? Are they going to jail everybody in the country? I mean, Alexander Solzhenitsyn say, you know, if only the people had, you can do it best, Eddie. You've said it many times, what he was saying when he was in the gulag there, if only the people had stopped their, you know, the nightly visits. And yeah, so they just didn't realize how dire it was. People should know that we are in dire straits here. We are in dire straits. They want us dead.
Yes, they do. So, that's it. You said another key thing. That's their end game. It's always been, they want us dead because, you know why? Because Satan hates God's chosen people, the white people. That God loves us. Satan hates everything God loves. That's key. They want us dead. They most certainly do. Places like Charlottesville, Pikeville, New Orleans, Operations League of the South, that shows that every day. You look at the January 6th people that have been in prison. Look at the McMichaels, the countless political prisoners we have, our political prisoners in Charlottesville, from Charlottesville battle, that are rotting in jail. They want us dead. That's like we've talked about, the fluoride in the water, the endless, the jab. I mean, I know I'm ranting too. We're almost out of time. Sister Nancy will be able to do her book review because Sister Brother Braveheart, excuse me, I'm kind of emotional myself. The Bitter Ender will be coming on third hour, but Sister Nancy will have plenty of time to talk about her book review, and we'll talk about that. But I wanted to make sure we got everything out about you.
But
Sister Braveheart.
Just before we run out of time, Eddie, I just want to say there is really good stuff happening. There is this big noticing, you know, there was that hashtag, the noticing, going around, and that's really been suppressed, but people are noticing, people are waking up. There are many people working hard on this problem, and people work on this problem that we have in all different manner and all different ways, and that is good, and that's what we need to be doing, because every time you, if you just cower and do nothing, then that is one step closer to the enemy's end goal.
I commend you, Monica.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Yes.
And a lot of men should take tips from your courage.
You got that right. I'll tell you somebody else who's doing
great
work.
Thank you, Nancy, and you too. Now, okay, so am I going to stay on a little bit there, or I better make room for Gene?
If you'd like, please, yeah, go ahead. Stay on. There's always room for you. People were transitioning to the third hour. Go bring on the Bitter Ender himself. It'll take him probably about a half hour to do what he wants to do. But we've got the Blood River Radio Sister Zone, and we can never go wrong by having them on. So be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.